I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Just hours after the ceasefire in the United States-Israeli war with Iran was announced, Israel launched intensified strikes on Beirut, Lebanon.
In 10 minutes, we had like 100 strikes.
Nuna with Triumph and Mercy Lebanon says the surge came because Israel could now focus on a single military front. Plus, Israel had intelligence on locations of military opponents. She says any ceasefire for Lebanon has to address the root issue of the conflict with Israel, the disarmament of Hezbollah. Otherwise,
it will just lead another round of hostilities in few months, in few years.
Pray for Triumph and Mercy staff as they continue sharing the hope of Jesus with displaced families while under heavy strain themselves. And Haiti is spiraling deeper into failed state conditions as gang violence spreads unchecked. The recent gang massacre in Haiti's Artibonite region killed at least 70, destroyed more than 50 homes, and forced about 6,000 to flee. Brian Dennett with AMG International tells us.
These regions, which were very quiet previously, are now pretty overwhelmed with all of these displaced people, and many of them are arriving with nothing.
As gangs expand beyond the capital, the crisis is intensifying both spiritually and physically.
So this is both a humanitarian crisis and a spiritual crisis.
So ministries are stepping into the vacuum, establishing churches, hosting outreach events, providing food, clothing, water, and shelter. They've also expanded Bible school work to equip a new generation of pastors and leaders. So pray for the Haitian church to be a light amid the violence, and for ministries to have the resources to serve those in need. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.